Virtual worlds existing in the realm of cyberspace are very much in the focus at the moment. They are now being put to all manners of serious uses and are also encountering various real-world teething problems. Whole companies have established their virtual branches in cyberspace. Following the example of other media organizations, Czech Radio recently launched its virtual presence in the internet-based virtual world Second Life as an additional project to its broadcast and online activities. The man behind the whole idea was Jiří Malina from Czech Radio Online.
More than a year ago at the European Broadcasting Union competition, we saw the BBC's Radio 1 present its internet project using the virtual environment of Second Life. We thought that would be a good way for Czech Radio to present itself. So we wondered if anyone here in the Czech Republic owned an island on Second Life, which would bring together Czech and Slovak users. We did find it. The island is called Czechoslovakia. The capital city is Bohemia, and that is where Czech Radio presents itself in a virtual tent.
I was watching as Jiří Malina logged on to Second Life and teleported his avatar, his 3D virtual representation, straight to Bohemia City. Outside the historic town centre, there is a modern area where we located Czech Radio's broadcasting tent, an allusion to the original tent from which Czechoslovak radio first broadcast in May 1923.
Český rozhlas Leonardo, 01.
Czech Radio Leonardo is an online station dedicated to science and technology. In the tent, you can listen to the same programs that are being broadcast live online. On special occasions, you can see the presenters' avatars in the virtual studio too. And there are special virtual gifts for each visitor to the tent.
In the futuristic tent, you can find the virtual studio from where the digital education station Czech Radio Leonardo broadcasts. In another section of the tent, you can find another of our multimedia projects. It's Odhalení, or Unmasking, a live TV transmission from a gorilla pavilion in Prague Zoo that you can watch there on a screen.
Radio Leonardo is not the only Czech radio station that can be heard on Second Life.
Vlna, která tě strhne.
Radio Wave.
Český rozhlas 4.
V celém tom českém městě, když ho procházíte.
All over the Czechoslovak city, as you walk along the streets, you can listen to Radio Wave, which is Czech Radio's youth station. I must say that they were there a few weeks earlier before our virtual tent. And as the Czech community on Second Life is younger than the global average, I believe a youth station was the best and most natural choice.
As we visited the broadcasting tent in Bohemia City in early afternoon, when most users are at work or at school, we didn't meet too many people or beings in the city. But come evening, the virtual city quickly repopulates.
There is about 20,000 inhabitants in the Czech community, but it's necessary to say that only about 20% of this community are active inhabitants. They are going to Second Life again and again.
Martin Dvořák knows all about Czechs on Second Life. There he goes by the name of Martin Danke and works as the mayor of Bohemia City. I met him in person in a perfectly real-world cafe and asked him first about Czechoslovakia Island.
It's a small island. We have bought it to build their first virtual Czech city, which is called Bohemia. And there is a old town square and also park, and people can go there, for example, to disco, and they can rent a bike there or car and to talk with friends and to go to pub and so on.
I suppose that's where you meet other people who also speak Czech.
Yes, of course. It was the main goal for us to prepare one place where can Czech and Slovak people meet, because Second Life is very large. And at the beginning, it was very difficult to find someone who can speak Czech. And at this time, you know, a lot of Czech people can't speak English, and they didn't know how to use Second Life and so on. So we have prepared this Czech town, and they can ask there for help, and they can talk with people in Czech and so on. So it's mainly developed for Czechs.
How many hours a day do you spend on Second Life?
I am not a good example because I am there only for about 1 hour because I am mayor of the city, so I have to go there to see how the city is living and if there are some problems. But I know people, they are there for, let's say, 4, maybe 5 hours per day. It's a lot.
And is the Czech community somehow different from other communities?
We think so, because we have prepared some research and we have found out that Czech community is younger than the rest of the world, because usually it's about 30 years, but in the Czech it's about 20, maybe 20, 22. In Czech community there are 74% men, 25% women, and 1% is the rest. So we have asked what does it mean, and they have answered us that there are some like animals and fox and robots and UFOs and so on.
Do you organize any interesting events on Czechoslovakia Island?
Yes, we try to do every week one event at least. And for example, we have organized with cooperation with Czech Radio a virtual concert in the Second Life. This Friday we are preparing university presentations where students can speak with deans of faculty and so on. We also did about 4 weddings, virtual weddings in the Second Life. And of course there are a lot of parties and celebrations and so on.
Do many people from other countries visit Czechoslovakia and Bohemia?
Not too much, because it is prepared especially for Czech people. Like everything there is in the Czech language, and a lot of people there are Czechs and they cannot speak English, so it's mainly for Czechs and Slovak, of course.
And because this is going to be broadcast all over the world, how can potential visitors get to Czechoslovakia Island?
The easiest way is go to the search in the Second Life and write there Bohemia, which is the name of our city. And the first link is teleport directly to the old square in the Bohemia.